Hi, this is Tad and our Zoo's podcast, and today we'll be talking about how social media has affected the way people vote in recent elections.
Our first topic will be ways that social media has influenced elections. First of all, journalists decide what they want to cover and not to cover. So, taking this, they might decide that they want to say or display one thing about one president or candidate, and not about the other candidate.
And this is really just has a big impact on elections, because lots of times, like, more just famous, like, big name, like, politicians get the more exposure through, like, news and stuff. And this can just sway the way people, like, get more information about it. So, like, they know less about other candidates, and it'll just be, like, the big-time news people will be more known.
And typically, most news channels are more biased towards one candidate than the other one. So they always usually say more good things about one than the other.
And major media outlets attract partisan audiences, which reflects political biases in their coverage. And also, journalists across outlets also perpetrate biased views by distilling complex campaigns and issues into simplified scripts.
And the media's growing political themes seem to be driving polarizations into the population as well.
Since social media, like, there's not just, like, people that can, like, are in the middle of, like, Republican and, like, Democrat. Like, since social media has become a thing, people are more just, like, far left or far right. Like, and I think, like, yeah, agreeing with each other has gotten a lot less common.
It really has, because nobody wants to agree. Everybody wants to think that their side is right. So it's become two completely different sides. And I feel like social media has played a big part in that, because they manipulate their words and their scripts to make one thing sound like something else.
Also, in our recent research study, 62% of Americans get their news via social media platforms. And, like, it's good that, like, people, like, have a new way to, like, get all their news and information. But also, at the same time, they can just kind of look at what they want to see. So, like, they won't be, not always be getting, like, true information. They'll just be getting what they want to hear.
Yeah, and even whenever people are using, like, social media platforms on their phone, like Facebook or Instagram, whenever they're scrolling through, there's an algorithm that decides what will pop up on their feed next based off of what they comment on and what they like. So if they decide to like and comment on one perspective on one issue, then more posts like that same post will start popping up on their feed, which will make their mindsets turn towards a certain point of view.
Yeah, like, the social media accounts don't really care, like, what you're seeing or if it's true or not.
Yeah.
They're mainly just focused on, like, how to keep you on there and, like, just keep you entertained. So it's not always, like, the most truthful information or what you need to hear. They'll just put on, like, what they think will keep you on there, which really has, like, a big effect on elections, because you could be getting false information that could impact on who you vote for.
Yeah, and another big thing is how pictures are posted, and sometimes what they're actually doing can be seen in different perspectives and taken in the wrong way. And, like, for say they're, like, maybe one person's just trying to help them, but, like, different angles make that person seem like a bad person.
And, like, people pretty much believe whatever they see on the internet. So pictures are pretty easy to Photoshop, especially with, like, big time social media and big time, like, influencers like that. So if you post a picture, especially, like, big news stations and stuff like that, if you post a picture and it's Photoshopped, it could really have, like, a drastic effect on, like, how you feel about something. But in all honesty, it's not true. So pictures, like, on social media and stuff, you can't always believe, like, what it's showing you.
Yeah, because pictures show, especially for political candidates, they convey emotions and actions and realism, and these images form lasting impressions in people's minds. And like I said, in that picture it may seem one way, but in reality it might be something completely different. But people don't know that, so people will believe what they see in that picture.
You want to take a break?
Yeah.
One big social media scandal that was really prevalent in one of the past presidential elections was when Russia impacted the 2016 election using social media. Facebook announced that inauthentic accounts that were owned by Russia purchased over $100,000 worth of political ads between 2015 and 2016. And this was because they wanted to sway how you thought about a certain candidate. And if another country can do this, there's really no, anybody could do it. And if you don't need other countries in your elections, because if that's the case, they'll pretty much just be putting the candidate in that they want and what they think will be best for them.
Yeah, and they created Facebook events for rallies in several states. There were groups on Facebook, the Heart of Texas and Secured Borders, trying to organize anti-immigrant rallies in Texas and Idaho, leading up all the way up to the election.
Yeah, the primary focus on these Russian ads was exploiting divisions over issues like race and immigration. So they were trying to make a certain candidate's policies towards something look worse, just so they could make them not get as many votes.
Yeah, and they purchased a bunch of ads that promoted outsider candidates and exploited racial tensions. The ads boosted Trump and Green Party candidate Jill Stein and Democratic candidate Bernie Sanders, and at least one ad centered on Black Lives Matter movement.
And lots of these didn't just stop at ads. There was rallies formed because of this. And once it gets off of just social media and people are doing stuff in the real world about it, then that would have a big effect on the election.
Yeah, it becomes a much bigger matter at that point, because there was also a group impersonating a Muslim organization, and this was set up to push fake stories about Hillary Clinton.
They also created accounts to amplify emails stolen from the Democratic National Committee, and members of the hacking group connected to the GRU created the DC Leaks and other accounts in 2016 to help spread the emails stolen in late 2015.
President Barack Obama had also asked the CEO, Mark Zuckerberg of Facebook, to take control of this, but Zuckerberg replied that the company's power to control the spread of information was limited. But later on, Facebook started to say that they were disclosing pages that paid for political ads, and its plan to partner with election commissions and cyber threat specialists to mitigate misuse of its platform.
And Facebook's one of the biggest social media platforms there are, so it's pretty easy to post stuff on there. But if another country hacked people on Facebook, they would have a big area of people that it could have reached. So that probably had a really big impact on the 2016 election.
Yeah.
The next thing we'll be talking about is how social media's contribution to political misperceptions in U.S. presidential elections. In 2012, about 2 in 5 Americans reported using social media for political purposes, and about 1 in 3 said they had encountered messages on social media promoting one of the candidates in the month leading up to the election. And with social media continuing to grow, this will probably keep happening more and more. So social media will probably be the number one way to get your news here soon.
Yeah, and whether it's Facebook or other social media platforms, everybody thinks that social media is the fastest way to get their information now. So everybody banks on people just posting about the recent news.
Yeah, with everybody having smartphones now, I mean, it's pretty convenient just to, yeah, like, get it out of your pocket, and you can find information, like, as easy as you want. All you have to do is search.
And as soon as something happens, people can just pull their phone out and post it for everybody to see. But it's also just as easy to create, like, false news, which can also create a drift in,
Yeah, so like with like people being able to post just things just that like aren't always true, it'll be able to like change everybody's views on something like through social media. So like there's all positives, like it's easier to get information, but also a lot of times the information you're getting isn't like 100% factual.
Yeah, because people don't ever really think about checking other sources to see if the information they have is correct before posting it onto other social media platforms. They just believe what they hear and see, and then they pass the news along.
Yeah, and that's how social media affects political elections in the past few years.